Good morning, everybody. Carson Horn on Radio Oklahoma Network. Checking agricultural news up next.
In the market for a do-it-all green and yellow muscle machine? Well, look no further than P&K Equipment. At the John Deere 5085E utility tractors, these 85 horsepower tractors are tough, versatile, and full of capability. Right now, all in stock. Remaining 5085E tractors at P&K, priced just $44,900. Stop by one of our 10 locations to check them out or visit us online at pnkequipment.com. In Oklahoma, John Deere starts with P&K. Offering since 2717, includes retail bonus and special P&K discounts, residency, and other restrictions apply. Model availability may vary. See P&K for details.
Cattle producers, you don't want to miss Express Ranch's Ranchers Bull Sale Monday, October 2nd, 11 a.m. at the ranch, Yukon, Oklahoma. 300 Angus bulls, 40 Hereford bulls, 50 registered springbred heifers, 300 springbred heifers, and more will sell. Express Ranch's website's got complete information. Go to expressranches.com. You can check out the sale book, sell videos, and Angus and Hereford bull data. For more information, go to expressranches.com or call 800-664-3970.
Good day, everybody, and welcome back. I'm Carson Horn. Corn's maturity level jumped quite a bit from last week's rating of 34% to now 51% this week, although that is still well behind the five-year average of 64%. The USDA also pegged the U.S. corn harvest to be 11% complete in this week's crop progress report, which is lagging the average of 17% for this time of year. The good to excellent rating remained the same at 61%, while the condition of the soybean crop improved by 1%, now rating at 60% good to excellent. Beans are currently rating at 10% harvested, behind the average of 12%. Meanwhile, winter wheat planting continues to make progress across the Midwest. Looking at our three-state region here, Oklahoma's winter wheat planted reached 16%, down 8 points from the previous year and down 9 points from normal. In Kansas, winter wheat planted was 14%, near 18 last year and behind 20 for the five-year average. In Texas, winter wheat planted is rated this week at 33% complete, compared to 28 last year and 29 the average. Corn mature in Oklahoma reached 73%, down 14 points from normal, and harvested reached 42%, down 9 points from normal. In Kansas, corn mature was 75%, near 79 last year, and 76 the average. Harvested was 29%, near 27 last year, and behind 35 the average. In Texas, 83% of the state's corn crop is mature, above the average by 4, and corn harvested there is up 1 point this week from last at 68%, ahead of the average by 3. In Oklahoma, sorghum mature reached 53%, down 4 points from normal. Sorghum harvested reached 27%, down 1 point from normal. In Kansas, sorghum mature was 35%, behind 44 last year, but near the 34 average. Harvested was 6%, near 9 last year, and 7 the average. And in Texas, sorghum in the state has reached 78% mature, equal to the five-year average. Meanwhile, 72% of the state's sorghum crop has been harvested, ahead of the average by 6. Across the plains, cotton harvested reached 1% in Oklahoma, up 1 point from the previous year and up 1 point from normal. Cotton harvested is 3% in Kansas this week, equal to last year and near 1 the average. And cotton harvested in Texas at 21% this week, ahead of the average by 8. Pasture and rangeland rates for the U.S., though, have fallen again this past week, rated at 9% very poor, 16 poor, 33 fair, 37 good, and 5 excellent. For a look at that complete crop progress report out this week from the USDA, be sure to check out our website at oklahomafarmreport.com. You got farm news on Ron.
Well, neighbor, the next regular Superior Video Livestock Auction coming this Thursday, September 28th, live from Fort Worth, Texas on Dish Network Satellite 232 and on SuperiorClickToBid.com. Video auction starting 8 a.m. Central Time with 20,500 head to sell, 4,200 yearling steers, 3,100 yearling heifers, 8,500 weaned calves, 3,600 calves on cows. If you'd like more information about when a lot will sell, call Superior at 800-422-2117. Or go to SuperiorLivestock.com.
And that's a check of your agricultural news. Have a great day. I'm Associate Farm Director Carson Horn reporting.